So last night I had an experience in my sitting meditation where maybe first 35 minutes, just normal, just coming back, coming back. And then at some point, the mind becomes very concentrated in the respiration. And this kind of, it's first time it happened like this, where almost like a white line forms within the concentration. And then I kind of black, it goes into blackness, into something.
You black out,
Not exactly, like everything.
Except your trauma.
And then when I come back, it's like I'm I'm in a tunnel. And at this point, it's already maybe 1 hour, a little bit more. And body, it should be in a lot of pain. And normally, like the sensations would be normally dukkha or considered painful. But it's like they're not mine. They're just happening in the body, and I'm over here watching them. And I'm in this. It's wonderful. This is the best. This is the most amazing feeling I've had. And so for some time I'm like this, but still, small thoughts arise. Like, and mostly they also feel not mine so much. They're like, just observe. Just observe, just walk. They're almost like just helpful thoughts. And finally, when I do come out of this, I lay down, and for 2 hours, I'm just with my respiration, and very, so much energy. And I'm just wondering, how do I, when I start getting that very concentrated focus on the respiration, how do I maintain, or how do I navigate? Because it felt very, it felt like I didn't know what to do exactly once I got there.
You go from the feeling to the knowing. Because at the moment you still focus on the feeling. Know the breath, I mean, keep your point of concentration there, but be more aware of the knowing of the breath, Because the knowing of the breath becomes stronger. And it becomes so strong you can't even feel the breath anymore, but you know the breath, and you know the whole breath body. This is the sati I was talking about, Sati knows, And at that time, sati knows, it knows the breath. But it also knows what else is going on, if there are thoughts are going on other feelings going on. But you concentrate, you keep your concentration here as an anchor, But the knowingness drops automatically into the heart, That's where it comes from, And it knows the breath, It's a little bit difficult because we are so attached to the feeling, You have to switch over to the knowing of the breath, Know when the breath, starts, know when the breath is at its height, know when the breath, changes from interest to outgoing. Because this you don't feel really, But you can know it, And the other thing was just samadhi, it was, this moment of blackness was probably kanika samadhi, Normally, what happens when you go into kanika samadhi, when you come out, you'll rest in upachara samadhi. And that, and it's always a sign when you feel energized, that you have been resting. That's one. But develop this knowingness, because it is the knowingness.
A little part of me started to panic when I started to go in. Into that.
Yes, of course, because you lose yourself. But that is the beauty of it. Because there's no dukkha. As long as you have a self, there's dukkha. If you don't have a self, there's no dukkha. And prepare yourself. Maybe you remember when you were a small kid, you were afraid, to go to sleep, But, we do wake up, normally, yeah, if you wake up, so I'm going to, don't worry about it, yeah. And have in mind, have in the back of the mind, yeah, whatever can disappear, yeah, let it disappear and be with whatever stays. Because whatever stays is that what is real. And whatever can disappear, just like the clouds can disappear, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? So can this I or self or these things or this Vedana or these feelings can all disappear. Yeah? And then you see they are not real. Yeah? Okay? Yeah. Don't be afraid, yeah? Feel interested in it. Okay, so what is left, yeah? What is left, yeah? I want to experience what is left. Yeah? Until you really go into deep samadhi, panika is just a moment, you won't realize anything. So this whole universe is a thought. Yeah.
So, from the, like, when I become that concentrated,
yeah,
is there something, so I kind of start switching or feeling into knowingness more than the actual point? Because
just try to keep the point, you know, the point of concentration there, but don't go on to the feeling, go on to the knowing, yeah? It normally automatically develops, you know? I mean, if you're interested, it's there in the breath, yeah? And in more detailed things, yeah? The more you're interested in the detailed breath, you can't feel that, but you know it. So then automatically switches into this knowingness, you know? And then the knowingness drops to the heart, yeah? Don't make anything, yeah? Don't try to make anything, yeah? Yeah? Just observe, yeah? What is happening, and you want to observe more details, and then it all happens by itself. Some people try to make it and they get confused and then nothing works out. That's why it worked out for you, you know, I mean, because you didn't know what is going to happen. So today, you know, you will have a big time because your expectations is, yeah, and nothing happened. And then frustration comes. Yeah. You went into that state because you didn't expect anything. Yeah. It just went to the point.
Okay, so just step back from it.
Yeah, just step back, you know, whatever happened, yeah? And you will never have the same experience.
Right.
Never ever, yeah? Because everything changes in this world, yeah? The experience changes, it's similar, but it's not the same. Okay?
And at this point in my practice, should I be working on investigation? Like, basically, whenever I feel pain, then I will go into a more investigation, and I'll just look at that pain and do kind of a scan of it.
Yeah, you can do that, but I mean, then it disappears very quickly.
Right.
And this we don't want.
You mean the pain disappears?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You only investigate when you do samatha. You only investigate pain if you cannot concentrate on your breath anymore.
If it becomes too much.
Yeah, if it becomes too much.
Okay.
And then pain is a very steady,
it's the best.
Very steady, you know. I mean, it's a wonderful object that does not disappear. Yeah. And then you can invest it.